Islamic Revolution and Economic Progresses. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. One of the main reasons for occurrence of the Islamic Revolution was the poor economic conditions and deep injustice prevailing in the Iranian society. Most of the oil revenues before the Islamic Revolution were dedicated to the royal family, its near ones, and exorbitant military expenses. Thus, agriculture and industry were in very poor conditions. The Islamic Revolution prioritized eradication of poverty and creation of welfare for all, especially the low-income strata. Of course, this was a hard task, as there were few, if any, economic infrastructures, and the government's income was mainly dependent on oil. Furthermore, domestic unrest and foreign pressures aggravated the circumstances and put hurdles on the course of eradication of poverty and implementation of economic projects. Approximately 1.5 years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein imposed an all-out war on Iran upon the order of his Western masters, especially the United States. This war continued for 8 years, and a great bulk of the active manpower and facilities of the country were appropriated to the battlefronts and logistics of the war. In addition, the triumph of the Islamic Revolution dealt a very big blow to the U.S. and its illegitimate interest in Iran and the region. Hence, Washington imposed very harsh sanctions on Iran since the very beginning of the victory of the revolution. Nevertheless, the Islamic system and the brave Iranian nation didn't give in to the hard conditions and did their best in the way of construction of the country so that, according to the report of the International Monetary Fund in 2022, Iran became the 22nd economic power in the world with $1,596,000,000,000 GDP. Moreover, the World Bank announced Iran's economic growth at 4.1%. Totally, it seems that most of the Iranian economic indexes are improving. Now, in addition to the efforts for inflation control, the government has prioritized two main policies on the agenda. The first priority is serious support for domestic production, and the second one is to increase trade dealings with neighbors. However, there has been a great growth in the products of knowledge-based companies, and the number of such companies has almost doubled till 2 years ago. Besides, the volume of Iranian trade exchanges has increased manifold compared with the period before the revolution. The share of oil export has decreased, while the scale of petrochemicals and non-oil exports have increased significantly. Iran's share of exports and imports of non-oil goods increased over 11%, $112 billion in the previous Iranian calendar year, which ended in March 2023, compared with the year before. The Islamic Republic of Iran has made great breakthroughs in the fields of industry and mines compared with the pre-revolution era. Thousands of small and big factories have been engaged in making of industrial products, which have grown both in quality and quantity. The largest industrial firms in Iran have been active in making of petrochemicals and mineral products. Large petrochemical complexes in Iran enjoy nearly 95 million ton capacity, which will be doubled with launching of new ones. Last year, Iran exported $16 billion of petrochemicals, and the officials have put on the agenda to reduce dependence on oil exports. This policy can decrease the effect of the U.S. sanctions, which have been brutally and illegally imposed on Iran. The Islamic Republic has also made great progress in mineral industries. 7% of the global minerals, amounting to nearly $770 billion, has been discovered in Iran. The exports of these products were $12 billion in the last Iranian year. Considering the high value of Iranian mines, officials have made broad plans for exploitation of these mines. Iran ranks fifth in production of copper in the world, while its position in iron ore is 10th. Moreover, it is the eighth country in the field of cement production, 62 million tons per year, and ranks fifth in ceramics production. Yet, as a boastful and spectacular progress in Iran, one should mention dam construction. While the Pahlavi regime had built just 19 dams, and that with the help of foreign experts and engineers, today the figure has increased to 10 times. What is significant and a matter of pride is that all these dams have been designed, built, and put into use by native engineers. The Islamic Republic has reached a level in the know-how of dam construction that many Iranian engineers are designing and supervising dam construction in 16 countries.